Hello, I'm Kiara Parker with the Wide World of Sports Update. Carlton coach Michael Voss has expressed relief Jacob Wietering is fit to play in their blockbuster against Geelong tomorrow. The defender suffered a corky in the win over the Giants and is fit to take on Jeremy Cameron and Tom Hawkins. Voss says he's glad he'll play after the Star Cats combined for 7 goals last time they met.
Somewhat a relief having him out there. Oh, he's a very good player for us and, you know, clearly he's our vice-captain and, you know, brings something a bit different to the table. So we're a better team with him out there and play an important role. Obviously, they've got two big guys up front that pose some problems.
Hawthorn has confirmed Will Day will play his first AFL game of the season on Sunday against Sydney after overcoming a stress fracture in his foot. Hawks coach Sam Mitchell is tempering expectations ahead of Day's return from injury.
Looking forward to having him out there and give us a little bit of something different around the middle of the ground. So he's still young, he hasn't played a heap of footy, so it's not like he's going to be the man that fixes every problem that we've had across the season so far. I think he's an important player for us. It's important that he gets back out there and starts to find his feet again.
Panthers coach Ivan Cleary expects son Nathan to warm back into his role. The Penrith halfback will make his return against the Cowboys tomorrow night in Townsville after a month out with a hamstring injury. Cleary Sr. is lowering the expectations.
Yeah, even though he's our main playmaker, that's going to take a bit of time as well just to get him. He plays differently to Brad Snyder. Brad's done a really good job.
Eels coach Brad Arthur is expecting his team to bounce back from an embarrassing loss to the Dolphins. Parramatta will take on Manly tonight at a sold-out Brookvale Oval a week after Arthur labelled his players part-time footballers. He says he wants to see a response.
I want to see them be disappointed. I want them to see them be embarrassed. I want to see them hurt, but not just them, all of us. You know, like, it was disappointing, it was embarrassing our last half an hour in Darwin. And we're a better team than that, and I haven't seen that for a long, long time.
Rabbitohs winger Tane Milne is facing a 2-match suspension after being charged for a cannonball tackle on Melbourne's Cameron Munster. Manchester City is closing in on another English Premier League title. The Citizens 4-0 thrashing of Brighton, taking them to within a point of Arsenal with the game in hand. Manager Pep Guardiola has told Optus Sport they have to continue to be ruthless in the final 5 matches.
We have been here in the past, but that doesn't mean the fact, just for the fact that we have been here, it's going to happen. We have to do the things make it happen.
LIV Golf has returned to Adelaide for the second time with some of the world's best in action on the opening day today at the Grange Golf Club. A host of Aussies and internationals entertaining the crowds with a shotgun start, seeing all players tee off at the same time, starting on different holes around the course. And the 76ers have a 2-1 lead over the Knicks in their NBA playoff series, winning Game 3, 125-114. Miami has also gone up 2-1 over Cleveland. I'm Kiara Parker, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.